When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Seven Lamb Productions presents The Walk, Episode 17.
The heat eventually subsided. It was still hot out, but not nearly as bad as it was. Now it was in the mid-90s. We eventually reached Lincoln, the capital of Nebraska. It was the largest city we'd seen in a while.
There's a campground up here. Let's stay there.
Liz and I nodded and Chase led the way. The RV park and campground was right off the highway. It was large. It had a huge office with a pool in the back. It was the busiest campground we'd hit. Although it seemed many were using it as an RV park, since there were no tents set up in the camping area, we paid for the night and set up camp. It was only 5 right now, but that pool was looking nice. I decided to go for a dip while Chase and Liz continued with their tent. The last 3 nights, Chase had slept outside under the stars. A small crowd began to form at the pool. I swam to the deep end and leaned against the wall. I could see Chase and Liz through the chain link fence. They weren't talking, just going through the motions of setting up camp. I knew I would eventually have to say something to Chase, talk about this. I was dreading that moment. After an hour, I went to one of the lawn chairs to lay down. I closed my eyes and let the sun dry me.
John.
Liz? I sat up to see her sitting in the chair beside me. I didn't even hear her walk up. You okay?
I talked to Chase finally.
And?
I'm quitting.
The walk?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's for the best. This wasn't my dream. This was never my goal.
But you've come so far.
Yeah, but I did this as a last attempt to help Chase and that was obviously the wrong thing to do.
Oh.
I still made it a long way. I mean, the experiences and the places we've seen.
Yeah. For the most part, it's been fun.
Yeah. But I think I'd rather spend some time at home and figure things out, you know?
I get it.
This was your and Chase's idea. It makes sense for you to finish it.
I'm sure things won't be awkward with just the two of us.
They will be for a while, but It'll get easier.
Hopefully.
I'm really sorry about telling him. I was so angry, and he was questioning me, and it really did just slip out.
He was going to ask you to marry him.
Because that was his last attempt to help us. The walk wasn't a good decision for us, and neither would marriage. We aren't meant to be.
Sorry to hear that.
It's life, right?
So when are you leaving?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
We're in Lincoln, and it's not far from the airport, so why not? I looked up plane tickets, and they have one leaving for Orlando tomorrow at 3.
Orlando?
My friend Nadine said she can give me a ride from there.
Orlando was about an hour and a half drive to St. Petersburg, depending on traffic. Wow.
I know.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm not dying. I'm just going home.
It just sucks. First Isaac, then Anders, now you.
Well, at least I won't have to scrounge for coffee every day.
Always a glass half full kind of person.
As long as it's full of coffee.
Liz got up.
I'm gonna get something to eat.
Okay.
Oh, and John? I know we're just characters in your book, but you are right. Maybe you can leave some things out.
She smiled, nodded, and walked off. The next day, Chase and I walked Liz to the airport. Liz finished checking her bag.
Okay, I'm all set. Where's Chase?
In the restroom.
You know you guys don't have to stay.
Really? But your flight doesn't leave for a few hours.
I'm gonna pull an Andres and say, just go. Start walking. It's a nice day out.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, and let me text you the address.
Address?
For the blog, in case you want to update it. Obviously, I won't be doing it anymore. Okay? I just sent you the username and password.
Thanks.
So, is Chase really in the restroom, or is he avoiding me?
Maybe both.
Yeah. Well, go. You have a full day of walking ahead.
Okay. Take care, Liz.
You too, John. If Chase asks, only say good luck, but only if he asks.
Okay.
We'll catch up when you finish, and I'll keep a lookout for the new blog entries.
It was an awkward goodbye. We didn't hug, just awkwardly waved. I saw Chase standing by a bookstand waiting.
Well?
She told us to go ahead and start walking.
She doesn't want us to wait with her?
It was odd that Chase seemed hurt. Even though he was standing over here, obviously avoiding her. No.
Okay, then.
We jumped back on the road and headed east. I was going to stop by Walmart and get a smaller tent, but Chase and I decided to share a tent and send one back with Liz. Which was good, I guess. Now Chase and I could alternate carrying the extra 7 pounds. We jumped on Highway 2 and headed to Palmyra, Syracuse, and Dunbar. Several days passed and we still hadn't talked much. I was worried about how things would be now with just Chase and I walking. I decided to listen to another audiobook to pass the time. This time, The Magnificent Ambersons.
John. John!
I didn't realize Chase was right beside me. Took out my earbuds and paused the book. Yeah?
I'm looking at my phone and I think I found an alternative path.
Oh?
It's a trail. It's called Steamboat Trail. It follows Missouri River. It's like 25 miles long. Let's take it.
Yeah, sure. I wasn't going to disagree. That was the most Chase had talked in a while. Plus, it'd be nice to walk along a nature trail rather than a highway or interstate. I hoped that Chase and I would talk soon. Maybe I should make the first move. But was he ready to talk? We took some small side streets and reached the gravel trail that was surrounded by trees and brush. Instead of cars zooming past, we heard birds and buzzing insects. It was peaceful. Instead of listening to my podcasts and audiobooks, I decided to just take in the scenery.
I like this a lot better.
Me too. I waited for Chase to say something more, but he didn't. Okay, so it was up to me to start the conversation. I was just about to say something when I saw Chase put in his earbuds. Never mind. Passed and I went back to listening to the Magnificent Ambersons. I didn't realize how enthralled I was with the novel until I noticed Chase waving at me.
John.
I took my earbuds out and paused the book. Yeah, what's up?
If you want to keep listening, you can...
No, man. What's up?
I was bored. Just thinking.
About? We were talking, and I was waiting for the conversation that I was dreading, but I knew it needed to happen.
Okay, so you have to choose one of these scenarios. Either... you're stuck in the woods with a grizzly, stuck in a swamp with a large croc, or stuck in the ocean with a great white. Which one?
What the hell was this? This was not the question I was prepared for. Oh, wait, what?
You have to choose one scenario.
Shit, man, that's tough. Okay, what was it again?
Grizzly in the woods, croc in the swamp, great white in the ocean.
So I'm in their environments?
Exactly.
Do I have a weapon?
Nothing.
How long?
How long for what?
How long do I have to last?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. An hour.
Okay. Well, I'm not a strong swimmer, and I'm terrified of sharks, so scenario C is definitely out. I actually couldn't help but smile. This was so dumb, but we were talking. And it was the kind of conversation that this walk had lacked for a long time. Crocodiles can be vicious.
So can grizzlies.
Yeah, but I think I'd have a better chance with a bear.
Really? Why?
It's in the woods. I can run, climb a tree.
Bears can climb faster than you can run.
It's a better environment than a swamp or ocean. I don't like not knowing what's below me. I think I would stand a better chance on solid ground.
I think I'm going to go great white.
Really?
I can punch it in the nose.
Once it takes a bite, you're going to bleed out. And blood draws sharks, so it's just going to be drawn to you again.
I guess.
It was nice being able to talk and joke around with Chase. I felt like a huge weight was lifted off my shoulders. I'm sure we would talk about Liz eventually, but I figured it was best to wait till he was ready.
Thank you.
At night, we finally reached the end of the trail. We saw the bridge that crossed over the Missouri River. We took picks and crossed it, wanting to spend the night in a new state. One more state down. Goodbye, Nebraska. Hello, Missouri. The next day, we walked through Rockport and stopped at a McDonald's. We replenished our water and bought a big breakfast with hotcakes. It was so good. While we sat on one of the tables eating and charging our electronics, I checked my bank account. I still had plenty of money left. That was good. I saved up a bunch before the trip, but between food, motels, campgrounds, and other miscellaneous supplies, I knew what was burning through it. We were more than halfway now.
Honestly, this is how I pictured it.
What?
The walk.
Eating pancakes at a McDonald's?
No, just you and I. It was our idea. We were the ones who told Isaac and Anders about it.
I thought you liked the idea of it being a group thing.
I did, but this feels right. We'll make better time and we'll have more fun.
I felt like he was trying to convince himself. Sure, we will. We're in a new state. I've never been to Missouri, and neither have you.
Nope.
New scenery, no more deserts. Hopefully it won't be as hot.
It is a bit muggy outside, though.
Yeah, but we're used to the humidity. It can't be worse than Florida.
Don't jinx us.
I'm sorry, I'm excited. Let me know when you want to leave.
Well, my phone's at 80%, and this portable charger is only at 50. Let's wait another 30.
Sounds good. After Rockport was Mound City. We tried walking on the interstate until the police appeared and told us it was illegal. Apparently you can walk on the interstate in Wyoming, Nebraska, and Montana, but not Missouri, Tennessee, or any of the other southern states. We ended up taking some country roads and side streets south towards Mound City.
After Mound City, I figure we can head up north of St. Joseph.
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't have any input?
That is my input. I'm fine with that.
I just don't want you to think I'm trying to control where we go.
Where's this coming from?
It just feels like you're agreeing with me on everything to try and make me happy.
I kind of was, but I really didn't care which route we took. Dude, it doesn't matter to me. You were the route guy and Anders was the weather guy. Those were assumed roles.
Okay.
Which I guess means I should be the weather guy now. After Mound City, we found another county road heading south. We jumped on it. It was a hot, muggy day. But every once in a while, a cool breeze would waft by. Not many cars passed along this stretch. It really felt like the middle of nowhere.
It sucks. I wanted to head more diagonal, but every road either goes north, south, east, or west. I guess after this, we can cut over to 36.
North of Kansas City?
Yeah.
A truck pulled up beside us.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
It's going.
We shaded our eyes from the sun to see a middle-aged man in flannel top and baseball cap.
Boy, it's hot out there today.
Sure is.
Traveling through?
On a journey.
You picked an interesting way here.
We couldn't walk on the interstate.
Oh, sure makes sense. That'd be dangerous, no doubt. But you go this way, boy, you got some rough road ahead.
Really?
What made you choose this route? Should have headed the other side of I-29.
We're just following Google Maps.
Google tell you anything about Monkey Mountains?
What's Monkey Mountains?
Bunch of locals named this stretch gravel road coming up. It's rough. Need four-wheel drive to get through. Up and down, up and down.
Oh, man.
How long?
Shit, 10 miles maybe. Takes a while. Hope you've been working them leg muscles. And there really ain't no other routes unless you want to head back where you came.
No.
Okay, then. Well, good luck. Need any food or water? I don't live too far. Can bring you back something.
I think we're okay.
Thanks, though.
Sure thing.
Monkey Mountains, huh?
You really think it could be that bad?
I hope not. But it was that bad. The road was up and down for miles. At some points, the gravel road would be nearly vertical. We'd have to claw our way to the top. What kind of demon road is this?
It's like someone put this road here as a practical joke.
I don't know if I can make it. Leave without me if you must.
No, we're close to finishing. I can feel it.
But we weren't. It took us another 4 hours to make it through. We stopped at the top of every hill to down some water and part of a cliff bar to continue on. This was definitely the toughest day of walking by far.
Is that it? Is that the last hill?
Please. It was. Before us, a long stretch of flat land. I plopped onto the ground and hung my head between my knees. Holy shit. I can't move.
Ha!
What?
And you said you were fit enough to outrun a grizzly.
Yeah. I'm changing my answer. Crocodile.
What? You think you can outrun a croc?
No. I don't think I stand a chance in any of the scenarios. I'm choosing the croc for a quick death. Put me out of my misery.
Come on. Let's find a place to camp tonight.
The Walk. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin as John, Nick Engelhard as Chase, Ariel Zadok as Liz, Robert M. Lamb as Anders, Jose Caraballo as Isaac. Co-starring Mike Moman and Zane Sexton. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.